From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton has easily won the Democratic presidential primary in the state of South Carolina, improving her position as frontrunner ahead of Bernie Sanders. Clinton spoke late Saturday to supporters in Columbia, South Carolina.
We've now gone through four early states, and I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on running a great race. And tomorrow, this campaign goes national.
Sanders was in the state of Minnesota Saturday, where he congratulated Clinton on her South Carolina win and then said his campaign is about a lot more than getting elected president.
It is about transforming America. It is about thinking big and the kind of country we want to become.
The Republican field, meantime, including frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest rivals Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, spent Saturday campaigning ahead of the so-called Super Tuesday elections, when about half the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. Nigeria has struggled for nearly 7 years with suicide bombings and raids by Boko Haram Islamists. Reformists appear to be making big gains as Iran continues to count votes from its primary election on Sunday. The final results are expected in the races on Monday. Partial results indicate major wins for Iranians in favor of engagement with the West. This is VOA News. While many Syrians are enjoying the relative calm of a ceasefire, that quiet has been broken in several towns hit by airstrikes today, one day after the cessation of hostilities went into effect. The ceasefire was brokered by the United States and Russia at the United Nations. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Power also said the ceasefire truce does not apply to the terror groups Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Kurdish officials are working with the U.S.-led coalition to verify if Islamic State militants hit Kurdish fighters with chemical weapons in the northern area of Sinjar. If confirmed, according to the Kurdish Authority, it would be the eighth chemical weapon attack on its forces. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, told Congress in early February the extremist group had used chemical agents in both Iraq and Syria. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Voters at the polls Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland facing the prospect of a protracted negotiation as political leaders try to build support to form a new governing coalition. Ireland is still counting the votes, with the final numbers expected on Monday. At a town hall meeting in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media website.
You know, this is always a work in progress. I'm not going to claim up here today that we're perfect. We're definitely not. You know, our system relies on people in the community being able to reach out and tell us what they think is offensive, and then we staff teams of people, hundreds of people around the world, to be able to go look into those claims and follow the guidelines to take down the content that that we feel is hate speech according to those policies.
German authorities are concerned about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social networks as the country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against record numbers of migrants arriving in the country. They've pressed social media sites for months in an effort to crack down on hate speech. And finance officials of the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Shanghai have promised this weekend to use all policy tools available to promote global growth and avoid competitive devaluations of their many currencies to boost exports. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.